We're doing Tarryag Mitzvahs,
and
we've been discussing in Psukei Dezimra a person's preparation when he's about to say Baruch Shamar and enter the verses of praise. So a person gets prepared and he gives a little bit of charity, and he's preparing himself, among other things, to say the blessings of Kriya Shema. We know there are two blessings preceding Kriya Shema and one following Kriya Shema, as our sages instituted, based on the verse Sheva Bayomi Laticha, I praise you seven times a day. So that's the four blessings in the evening revolving around Kriya Shema, and three in the morning. And being that we're fulfilling this rabbinic institution of making this blessing, so as with every rabbinic institution, we're fulfilling a biblical commandment to listen to the rabbis and a biblical prohibition from transgressing what they said. And when we say Uvanu v'chalta mikolam, I will remember that we stood at Sinai. That's when God chose us from all nations. And God told us, watch yourself lest you forget the day you stood at Sinai. And when we say, Lodot lecha, you chose us to thank you, I'll remember Miriam, where God says, remember that which God did to Miriam when she sinned. And I'm also preparing when we prepare for prayer, we're also preparing for the biblical commandment that God commanded us to read Shema twice a day. As the verse says, you should say these words of Shema when you go to sleep and when you get up. And in the first verse of Shema, when I say, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is our God, we're fulfilling the biblical commandment to recognize that God is the omnipotent being that runs the world, and the biblical prohibition against thinking that there's any other force that runs the world. And when we say, Hashem Echad, so we're fulfilling the biblical commandment to recognize that God is singular. And as we read Shema, one of the things we're supposed to think is that we're prepared to give up our lives for the sanctity of God's name. And that's the fulfillment of the biblical commandment that we have to be prepared. In our parsha, it said, in Parshas Kedoshim, v'nikdashti b'toch m'nei Yisrael, that we, so to speak, sanctify God's name. We're prepared to do it, and we're prepared not to desecrate His name. That's the biblical prohibition of Chilal Hashem. And when we say Shema, what are we saying? V'ahavti Hashem Elokecha, you should love Hashem your God. So we're also accepting that biblical commandment to love Hashem our God. So just in the parsha of Shema, when we say the first two verses, we've already learned that we're fulfilling 5 or 6 commandments just within the first two verses of Shema, if we recognize what we're saying.